Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Zochim Bavli Daf Peites. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chesem Adalef, the top line, Ezu Hataga. Ezu Hataga, Kol Shevi, Veshana Veshilesh, who's considered a merchant, whose produce is considered Demai, one who's sold produce three times, and this large quantity shows he's selling another person's produce. Rabbi Yonah Boy, Hevi Gimel Masurin, Ka'achas Ein Zetaga, Zecha Zehari Zetaga. Rabbi Yonah Boy, Lemafeya Hu Naase Taga, Oy Mikan Lahabo. Vienna asked the question, it's obvious that merely bringing three piles of produce at the same time doesn't identify a merchant, but three consecutive times does identify a merchant. But when does he actually receive the status of a merchant? Does it take effect retroactively back to the first time he bought, or only from when he bought three times? What's the difference? Whether a buyer needs to tithe the produce from the first two times. Ravana asked the question, if the three times were each bought by him, his son, and his worker, do they combine to create the three times required? And the Gemara doesn't answer this. Rabbi Yonah boy, Sfina ha-bo me-ro-imi, kama minin yesh-bo, ha-dwoya oifa ki-lo achas. Rabbi Yonah asked the question, if a boat arrives from Rome, it's carrying several types of produce. Do you view them all as one or as several? And the Gemara also leaves this question unanswered. Concerning fruits of unknown status, we don't follow their smell, nor their appearance, nor their taste, nor their price. Rather, we follow the majority. It means if the majority of them come from Chutz Laaretz, it is exempt from Demai. If the majority comes from Eretz Yisrael, then they're obligated in Demai. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, im haya yayin kagoin yayin chadash v'yayin yoshan halchu boy acha hatam. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, if he had different wines, such as new wine from Eretz Yisrael and old wine from Chutz Laaretz, we have to follow the flavor. So if it tastes old, then it's exempt, and if it tastes new, then it's obligated. Abi Mana, Azus a Kisoin, Rachamisun, Nehigin Bahadad de Vilta, Shuai, Charles, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Eleze, Vamli, Kach Na Gzuga, Shuai. But Mana says, I once went to Kisoin and thought they were treating pressed figs as exempt, since in Kisoin they were from Chutz Laaretz. And I asked Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Eleze about them, and he said that this was the custom of the great sage Zuga. Rabbi Yitzchak Rebleza b'shem Zuga de Kisoin, Kol dechami maya shuraya, ifta bai meimak al migdal milcha, ve'ifta bai lemeima ad maris talimoin. Rabbi Yitzchak Rebleza said in the name of Zuga of Kisoin, not only are they exempt in Kisoin, but even in the towns in its close proximity, as long as the sea is visible from there. Some say it means until migdal milcha, and some say it means until maris talimoin. Amri abba b'mari milehoin d'rabonon, amri kain, should say Haminin Asurim Bekisoin, Hachitin, Apas Vayain, Rashemin, Raptmoim, Ha'oiz, Vakamoin, Valeparshin and Devela. Rabbi Mari said that this can also be understood from the words of the rabbis who said, the types that are prohibited in Kisoin without tithing are wheat, bread, wine, oil, dates, rice, and cumin, but pressed figs were not mentioned. The gain de Tanisa, the Gemara rejects that. No, it wasn't mentioned because it was already listed in the Mishnah as obligated. And the Gemara asked Vahatanin and Oiz Vakamoin, Parashat Nun. Well, the question is, so why were rice and cumin mentioned if they appear in the Mishnah? Harei Shairei, he rather pressed figs, wasn't mentioned because it's exempt. Harei Elu B'Shviyis Heta B'Shashne Shavua Demai. Produce of Kisoin, which is in an area that wasn't conquered at the time of the building of the Second Temple, so although technically it didn't then have sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis required that for land belonging to Jews, the laws of Mises and Shvius apply. Nevertheless, they said that the vegetables found in Kisoin in Shvius are permitted, and there's no prohibition of Sefichim, which is produce that grows naturally in Shvius, and in other years, they are tithed as Demai. Hare'elu b'Shvius, Heter v'yu b'Shvius, Shvius. The question is, why are they permitted in Shvius? They should be considered Shvius produce. Shvius Yisrael, Meshamtin, V'akum, Potter, V'Yisrael, V'akum, Rabim, Alakusim. The answer is that Jews are not suspected of planting in Shvius, and produce of a Gentile is exempt. But if you're concerned that they come from the Kusim, who were considered Jews but they didn't observe Shmita, no, the Jews, we wouldn't say that, because the Jews from the 6th year and the Gentiles are the majority that override the minority of Kusim. B'Shar Shnei Shavua, Demai, Yehudai, Yisrael, Mataknin, V'akum, Paturin, Yisrael, V'kusim, Rabim, Al-Akum, I should say. However, in other years of the Shemitah cycle, Demai is separated, the reliable Jews tithe, although the minority are Amei Aretz who don't, and the Gentiles are not obligated, so the Jews and the Kusim, who are obligated, combine to make a majority of the Gentiles. However, as for the obligation of definite Tevel, the Jews and the Gentiles are the majority of the Kusim, as most Jews tithe and Gentiles are exempt. So there's no definite obligation, only Demai. Adecha Pundaka Damuda Pundaka de Tivsa Ad Kfar Saba. The question is, until where are the limits of the city of Kisoin? Until Pundaka, Da'amuda, until where is Pundaka, Da'tivta, until Kfar Saba. Ritzirin vada b'kisoin. Tzirin, which is a type of vegetable, should be tithed as definite tevel in kisoin, as it certainly comes from Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Kulkusin hanim karin b'kisoin, hawe elu asurim b'pnei shirubon b'ayim maha melech. Kulkusin that's sold in kisoin is prohibited to eat without tithing, because most of it comes from ha melech, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Rebchir ba'aba ama balvanin. Rebchir ba'aba says that only white ones grow there. Rabban de Kisan Ami Ba'adumin, Rabban of Kisan say that only red ones grow there. Rabzeiro Rabchia, Bashem Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Hitte, Beis Sha'an. Rabzeiro and Rabchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rebbe permitted produce from Beis Sha'an without tithing and permitted working the land there in Trias. Rabbi Yoshua ben Zariz ben Chamev Shabbi Meir, Shama Aniwa Isias, Rebbe Meir, Lekech Yerek Menagina, Beshvias, Vehitteres Kula. He learned this from the mouth of Yeshua ben Zariz, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, who said, I saw Rabbi Meir take a vegetable from the garden in Shvi'ith, and he wasn't concerned for the provision of Tzvichim, and based on this, Rabbi permitted all of Beis Sha'an. Amr B'zeira had a Amr, Asa lebar nash le me'avid mila b'sibura, and he aimer oisa hagina haisa miyuchedes loy tehita es kula. B'zeira says as teacher that it's prohibited for an important person to act leniently, because the onlookers might wrongly apply it elsewhere. Otherwise, how could Rebbe have learned this from the actions of Rabbi Meir? Maybe Rabbi Meir had a specific reason why he permitted eating from there. Rebbe Hitte Beis Sha'an, Rebbe Hitte Kisorin, Rebbe Hitte Beis Guvrin, Rebbe Hitte Kfar Samach, Rebbe Hitte Likach Yerek B'Motzei Shvi'ith, Vayihakol Melizn Olav. Rebbe permitted, without tithing, the produce from Beis Sha'an, Kisorin, Beis Guvrin, Kfar Samach. Rebbe permitted buying vegetables on Motzei Shvi'ith, and everyone mocked him for permitting that which had been previously prohibited. Amalahu, so Rebbe said to them, Bo v'nidayin k'siv v'kites nachash n'choshes, v'chi loy amad tzadik v'moshe ad chizkiyo l'haviroi, elo isa ato heniach l'kodesh bohu l'ez'ate bo, v'onu ha'ato hazois heniach kodesh bohu l'onu l'hisader bo. So Rebbe says, let's expound it. The Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Dalad, and crushed the copper serpent that Moses had made. But there was no one righteous before him who did this, so how could he do it? Hashem left him the merit of doing this, so too here, Hashem gave us the merit of allowing these vegetables.